Hello everyone, and welcome to my review of Aladdin. With a few weeks still to go before Harry Potter flies in on his broomstick at the Palace Theatre, just around the corner at the Prince Edward, Aladdin arrives on a magic carpet fresh from Broadway for the summer's other big opening. Those who are familiar with the 1992 Oscar-winning animated film will find much here they recognise. A lot of the script is word for word. That said, there are also significant introductions, such as some excellent new songs by Alan Menken and Chad Beglin to go alongside classics such as A Whole New World. And also Aladdin is given three sidekicks, an idea that was eliminated from the original movie. Plus, even the might of Disney Theatrical can't come up with a talking parrot to deliver lines every night, so the role of Iago is now played by Peter Howe, who proves a fine comic foil to Don Gallagher's Jafar. For those who really don't know the story, a street urchin called Aladdin falls in love with Princess Jasmine and uses wishes granted by the genie of the lamp to woo her. But the evil Jafar also covets the lamp so he can use its power to become Sultan. Dean John Wilson stars as Aladdin with Jade Ewan as the feisty Princess Jasmine. And while their characters are rather thinly drawn, they're both warm, likeable and sing delightfully. The larger-than-life Trevor Dion Nicholas as the genie, who played the role in the Broadway production, is a force of nature, though, who threatens to overshadow everyone else in the show, and I mean that in a good way. His delivery is a mile a minute, and while he doesn't quite match Robin Williams in the movie, this is still a captivating and very funny turn. With only the tiniest of tweaks for a British audience, this is the same version of the show that ran on Broadway. Most of the cast even talk in American accents, so I was surprised how panto it often felt. That's not a criticism, but skits between characters in front of the tabs isn't something we're used to seeing in a West End show. Where it does differ from panto, however, is in the sheer spectacle of some of the scenes. Disney has obviously invested a lot of money in this production, and it can be seen up there on the stage, in Bob Crowley's sets and Greg Barnes's wonderfully exotic costumes. The Cave of Wonders set actually got a round of applause on its own on the night I went, and the magic carpet is superbly and, well, magically done. It's the stunning Cave of Wonders that provides the background for one of the show's best moments, as the genie, Aladdin and Casey Nicholaw's superb ensemble dancers launch into a spirited and spectacular rendition of Friend Like Me. It's at that moment you realise you're not watching panto as we know it, but a full-on Broadway show. In the end, this is a simple story well told, with warmth and humour, and with enough visually wow moments to captivate adults as well as children. Aladdin continues at the Prince Edward Theatre for, quite some time yet, I would imagine. Thank you for listening. Keep checking back at the website for all my theatre reviews.